With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. States of emergency have been declared as rescue crews desperately search for survivors of a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Thailand and neighboring Myanmar.
The quake caused the collapse of at least one high-rise building under construction in Bangkok and forced hundreds of thousands to evacuate from their homes and workplaces. The midday quake was followed by a strong 6.4 magnitude aftershock. Police say possible casualties from the building collapse near Bangkok's popular Chatuchak market are not yet known. The Greater Bangkok area is home to more than 17 million people, many of whom live in high-rise apartments. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And the Thai defense minister says 90 people are missing, 3 deaths confirmed at the scene of that high-rise collapse in Bangkok. In South Texas, flooding is the issue. Devastating flooding following torrential rains. It dumped so much water on the Rio Grande Valley, there have been numerous high water rescues in South Texas. Also at SRNNews.com, the courts continue throwing up roadblocks to the Trump agenda. This time, another federal judge blocking a presidential order against transgender troops in the military.
The order from U.S. District Court Judge Benjamin Settle in Tacoma is the second nationwide injunction against the policy in as many weeks. It came in a case brought by several long-serving transgender military members. They call the ban insulting and discriminatory and say their firing would cause lasting damage to their careers and reputations. A judge in Washington, D.C. issued a similar order last week, but then put her own ruling temporarily on hold as the government appeals. I'm Ben Thomas.
Vice President Vance and Second Lady Usha Vance, part of a U.S. delegation visiting an American military base in Greenland today. Dow futures down 44. This is SRN News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is dismayed that parents are not notified if their child asks to use a different name and gender pronouns at school. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network.
When I first came in, I signed an executive order that reinforced the fact that parents have a fundamental right to make decisions for their children's upbringing, their education, and their care. Parents have the seat at the head of the table. Yes, there are others at the table, quality teachers and other advisors, but parents must have full dominion over what happens in their children's lives. And it is wrong for a school system, wrong for a teacher, wrong for a principal, wrong for a counselor to take any role other than one that is approved by a parent.
Last month, the federal appeals court dismissed a lawsuit. That suit was filed by the parents of a Massachusetts middle school student who self-identified as another gender without their knowledge. This is SRN News. You've heard of burner phones? Well, how about this? Burner emails.
So much of the internet now requires that you hand over your email address before you're able to use any services. From using an app you've downloaded to signing up for a newsletter to redeeming a special offer online. But who says you have to give your real email address? Next time you're asked, consider using an email mask. There are a growing number of services that give out disguised email addresses that then relay any messages to your actual address. Experts say it can be a powerful tool to safeguard privacy and security. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump is ending collective bargaining with federal labor unions in agencies with national security missions across the federal government. President Trump citing authority granted him under a law that was passed in 1978. More details at SRNNews.com.